Unless it's brought up from the floor, no. We're good? Okay, we're ready to get going now. Would you join together with me in praying? Father, we thank you that you have made us to be a spiritual house joined together, not by bricks and mortar, but by the blood of Jesus and by your steadfast love. And Lord, for every faithfulness you've showed us this year and for every trial that we have endured, we pray that you give us grateful hearts, and we pray that you point our hearts and our minds ahead to that day when we will get to stand forever in your presence. And so would you bless this meeting now to that end? We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. A quick kind of overview of our agenda today. Again, this is not a big long meeting. We'll establish a quorum after opening with prayer. Mr. Clerk, do we have a quorum today?
A quorum is present, yes.
All right. And now, pastor's report, annual report, and then our corporate meeting, which is required for our corporation as a Montana nonprofit, and then we'll close with prayer. And so, in terms of the pastor's report, my sermon was mainly what I wanted to say to us today about the last year and the year ahead. But I do need to bring up just one more thing by way of pastor's report, and that is in 1 Timothy chapter 5, as Paul is writing to the early church, as Paul is writing to a leader in the early church, one of the things that he's given him, the essential instructions for the church, the essential instructions for how the church should be built and maintained. And one of the things that he tells this early leader is, he says, let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. And so you may not be aware of the work of our elders, but these last 2 years, they have really poured their hearts and minds and time and energy into it has not altogether been easy. And so those of us who are here today that have been serving as elders, would you stand up, please, so that we can see you? Would you please give a hand of thanks to these men for their service? And I would ask those of you who have, everyone who has served as an elder at Grace Community Fellowship, you don't get to sit down yet, everybody who has served as an elder, would you please stand up? And would you guys please thank them for their service as well? One of our elders who's not here is Jordan Bostrom. And if you pay attention to the minutes, you may know, but otherwise, we haven't announced it yet. But Jordan needed to step down as an elder this last year. It was a joy to work with Jordan. He was a tremendous blessing and encouragement and support to me as he served as an elder. And I'm thankful for the time that we got to have together. I know that some of y'all may have some questions about that, and I would just... what we've tried to do as a session is to honor their own privacy and let their story be their story to tell. And so, but if you can think of reaching out to Jordan and telling him thank you for the service that he's had, that would be wonderful. And then just the other thing along that lines is one of the things that we're currently working on that we began looking at last year as a session and have now handed over to a committee is our elder selection process. Again, as I read through the New Testament, as I see Paul, the missionary, establishing churches throughout the world, and the instruction to the early church leaders again and again and again, the importance of who we select as our elders is held up. And so we've been revisiting how we've looked at a lot of different churches and how they select their elders, what their process is. And now our committee is working on that. And the one thing that you all need to know about that is in our polity, in our denomination, the process of selecting elders is the right of the congregation to determine. So if we as elders decide we want elders to be selected differently, or if this committee decides they want elders to be selected differently, it doesn't matter, because it's your right not just to approve the elders that are selected, but to even determine the process for selecting elders. And so if you remember last week, we started looking at Titus, and we'll be looking at some of those aspects in the New Testament, what it means to look at elders. That committee has been sacrificial with their time and working hard, because I have been slow. We have not finished our work. And so I apologize that we're not ready to give you a presentation today, but that is something that we will be talking about in the next couple of months. So that concludes my pastor's report for the year, and I will now try to find the agenda. I'll now hand over the meeting in just a moment. Our corporate meeting of Grace Community Fellowship, we're bound by Montana nonprofit law to have, is it one corporate meeting a year with our corporate officers who are, what's that? Okay, well, I'll hand it over to Jerry, because he's smarter than me, and he won't have to correct anything if I let him do it. So, yeah.
Okay. You might wonder why we are a corporation, or why we have to have a corporation, and he keeps talking about it as a nonprofit, but what it is when you go to a bank, or when we have our lease with the owners of this building, they like to have a legal entity that they're dealing with. So that's really what our corporation is that legal entity that can sign papers. And the board of directors of our corporation is the session. And in our bylaws with the state, we have to elect officers every 2 years. And last week, they redid that. So we have to meet once a year with our stockholders, and that's you, as members of our church. So our current officers, as elected last week, are your president is Jerry Bowman. Your vice president is Greg Murphitt. Your secretary is Jamie Jesperson. And your treasurer is Jim Paulson. And if that sounds familiar, that's what they've been for the last 6 years or so. And all we do is sign papers every time Jim wants to open up a new bank account. So that's what we're about. And then again, we have to meet again once a year, and that's why we're doing this meeting today, is so that we can say we met with our stockholders and gave a report to them as to our financial condition. And that's what our treasurer is going to talk to you about. So I'll turn this over to Jim Paulson. Pretty exciting, huh?
What do you think? Thank you. I'm only going to take as long as Ian did during his preaching today. That's how important I think finances are. My wife and I always sit down each and every day and go through the whole list of what's appropriate to spend and what not to spend. Right, dear? So anyway, my attempt at brevity and humor. I do thank God for each and every one of you. And yesterday I was reminded, as a loved one from Miles City called on behalf of one of our members that's no longer here often, for her giving statement. And it was so good to be able to speak with them and know actually I knew them. And we're talking about Pauline Litton's children. And to know that they still love us as a church. They support us as a church, even though they're not here. So there's not just people here that give to the support of GCF and its missions, keeping the lights on, but people who have been with us and their children do also. So last year, if you've read your reports, I have about four of them, I assume nobody wanted a whole lot of detail, but if you would like detail, I'm more than happy to email it to you and or give you one now. Is there somebody that would like the P&L? Larry? There we go. We got a taker. I'm not selling them. Here you go, Pam. They are free. Well, kind of. Blake? It's good when I know everybody's names. If anybody else would like one, I'm happy to get them for you. I just happen to run on the cheap side of things every once in a while and don't want to have so many copies laying around the house. So anyway, last year, and it was sent out to you in this form, is that at the end of the year, we had about a $4,000 in the black in our giving and in our investments. Now, one of the things that's going to be changing and has changed is the interest income. In 2020, we show $7,000 in interest income from money that we would invest in the banks in CDs. Last year, we had $13,000. This year, we would probably maintain about, with the interest rates, right around $300. So it's a big difference in that type of income we could bring in through just investments that we have. We have increased our expenses by a couple thousand over last year. One of the ways that we've saved some money is we've outsourced or contracted with a payroll service and our bookkeeping. We saved about $4,000 through last year from what we spent the year before, which we on the finance team are pretty proud of. Larry and Dave do a great job for us doing the counting and doing the accounting, making sure it's right. Larry Williams often calls me, and I love talking with him. He cares about us and our finances to make sure it's right and make sure you're credited right. I want to thank each and every one of you for supporting GCF through your prayers, through your time, and for the money. Without the money, we don't keep the lights on. We don't pay the pastor. So, any questions, I'd be happy to answer. Pam. That's correct.
So what category is that?
On outreach. Yes, outreach. So there's.
I know we supported some missionaries.
Some missionaries, yes. And we support some things like options. And the wheelchair angels. We support. Yeah.
So, and then, we hire new staff, where does that come in?
That is under personnel. And so it's not broken out who gets what exactly where.
Or if there's space to hire, then we just hire.
What we have done is that since, at least, I shouldn't say we, but often, if I was going to express this, we have some excess money in the bank, and so when we have looked at hiring staff, we have that as a buffer, and we always believe that it will help the church enough that they will see the difference in bringing that staff on, that we will actually gain more support. And we are continuing to look at that. It's not like it's just stagnant. But over the last year, we brought on Angie is the worship leader, but also in addition, we have a thing called ministry assistant, which actually helped drive down the cost on the financial bookkeeping, but also they send out all the emails, and then they are admin support for Ian mainly, but there is some for some of the rest. Is that fair to say? Is that a fair way to say it? And those people are not local, but they have an expertise in what they do because they support many different churches and many different pastors. So their level of expertise is more than we probably could just find somebody here in Helena and go, all right, we're going to plug you into this job and try to train you as to what we're going to do. These people are actually doing this for other pastors and other churches. So those are contract people, and those are broken out separately from personnel. Personnel, basically, the personnel we hire right now is Ian, Angie, and the child care and Sunday school sometimes people. That's correct. Yeah, so I mean, yeah, so the session looks at that and the ministry staff, and we hire people as needed, and it's done as a group, as most things are done with us. Though we don't, let me say it this, like when we hired Sheridan, I can tell you the process is that we don't go to Ian to go, do you want to hire this person, and we don't go to the session members. We've hired Angie to actually oversee that, and then she actually engages with people that need support to support those ministries and is able to hire. And then she reports those things to us. And if there's problems, we'll deal with it, but otherwise we let her do that. But we as a group make decisions as whether we're going to hire or fire somebody. I hate to use the word fire, but did I answer the question well enough, Pam? I can tell you this, is the people on session, as well as the finance team that I meet with, are great people, and we kind of hold each other accountable. Now, I need to be held accountable to make sure things are done right, and we have implemented a lot of different systems that are much more electronic, and we need to make sure those things are done properly, and Pat Duncan needs to stay on me to make sure that stuff gets looked at. Okay? Yes. Thank you. I can say, you know, session is not an easy thing, but it is a good thing. We are not all like-minded, but we are like-minded in that we believe that Christ is the head of this church. And it's okay to have diversity. And it's okay not to agree with somebody on something. So I think we are getting stronger. I love my fellow brothers. And I want to say especially, I love my brother Jordan. And we all need to pray for him and his family and the extended family and for all of us and how we interact with them. These aren't easy times, but they are typical of what goes on in all families. There's nothing new here. Yes. Yes, at the moment. to Jordan. You know, spiritual warfare is an interesting thing that goes on in this world. And it goes after each and every one of us. The longer I've been on session, and the more that I've shared, the more I know my brothers are like me. They have seen things that I've seen that I hate, that I'm disgusted by, my own behavior and the ways of the world. So we are learning to be close and hold each other accountable in a loving, Christ-like way. Thank you for being who you guys are and sharing your lives with us.
Jim pours tons and tons of time into the finances, the financial end of our church, and he does it not because he likes it, but because he loves this church. So thank you, Jim. Our last kind of order of business now is we did want to give a moment for folks to ask questions in general about for the session or for the church. And so if anybody's got any questions they'd like to ask, then yes, sir. Do we have any type of outreach? Can you be more specific?
Outreach. Mm-hmm. People that are in the church that are attending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. That's a good question. The question is, do we have outreach for folks who are maybe not attending right now, folks who are slipping through the cracks? One of the things that we are required to do in our polity is an annual review of our membership roles. And that's one of those things that sounds very administrative and can be very administrative because we're just required to do it. But one of the things that we actually have on our next agenda as a session is to make that not an administrative task, but a pastoral task. And so we are going through not just our membership roles, but who we know that attends that maybe isn't a member here right now and what we need to do to take care of them, because that's become much more complicated in the last couple of years as you know, things have been shooken up. But I would also encourage you too that in my experience as a pastor, and I think, you know, people that study this sort of thing, people will come to a church maybe because of the music or because of the pastor, because of the ministry, but they stay at the church because of the people that sit next to them. And so if you've noticed somebody's not here, it means a lot when you pick up the phone or write them a note or stop by and see them.
I guess what I'm wondering is if we have a list with phone numbers,
mm-hmm.
so that if somebody felt led to do that, they would be able to contact
people. We do have a directory. We want to be careful not publishing the directory, you know, just where anybody can get a hold of it, because that can be problematic, but I'll be glad to, if anybody, you know, needs numbers of folks that you see aren't here, we'll be, ask one of the elders, we'll be glad to get that information to you.
I think Dale's probably asking about the program. It has existed in the past within some of the different committees, the group that specifically did that, reached out to people or followed up people that were new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's in the, yeah. The answer is that's on our agenda for our February session meeting. Actually, already is not just, but actually we have that list and to go through it and to kind of divide up that in a way that amongst the elders to do it. Sure.
So you're okay, Jerry. We do have a pretty complete list. Answer the question. And to work through that list is something that we are doing with an admin team to help to make sure that type information is gathered, and how it is disseminated to support different ministries in the church. That is the object of the admin team. We recognize it as a, it is and hasn't been our strength, but it's been a crazy time with COVID. And we have reached out as a session to people in the church to see how they are. I know that we've done it a couple times. We are building. There is a database. It is not for everybody. There is an outward base. And we'd be happy to, if you'd like to come to the admin team next time we meet, which is going to be sometime in February, and we are trying to work through a variety of issues. Is that fair?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, and along with that, you know, Jim and the admin team have been working hard on getting our kind of, we're rocketing into the late 20th century right now by switching from paper to internet, and so they've been putting a ton of work into our planning center, how we gather names of visitors, how we keep track of members and information and stuff like that. So Jim and Margaret and some other folks have been working really hard to get that all where it's actually organized and we can look at it. So any other questions? All right. Why don't we stand together as we close our meeting? In the past, we've sang the doxology just because that's my little thing, but we've had some new folks join the church that really like what's known as Old 100th, the Holy, Holy, Holy. So if you know the words to that song, would you join together with me as we sing them? If you don't know the words, listen, meditate, receive them, and return them to the Lord in prayer. So let's pray. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. We thank you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for you are holy, and your steadfast love endures forever. Give us grace to know the height and width and breadth and depth of that love in Christ Jesus for us. We ask it in his name. Amen.